It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Pediatricians see a lot of children with stomach aches. It's estimated that about 10% of the entire childhood population have stomach aches as often as three times a month. And that's the definition of a syndrome that pediatricians call recurrent abdominal pain. These children not only suffer great pain, but they miss a lot of school and other activities of childhood. Children with recurrent abdominal pain need to have some tests to make sure they don't have a serious disorder of their gut. But fortunately, most of the time, there is nothing seriously wrong with them. This is not to say there is nothing wrong, just nothing seriously wrong with their intestines. The lack of a major disease of the gut is great news for these families, but leaves everyone with a real dilemma. What is wrong with these children? And how do we help them? That's the topic that we're going to explore today. So sit back, get ready for another edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician with now 34 years of clinical practice and a lot to say. Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com. So what happens when a child starts to have frequent stomach aches? What should a parent do? First, I recommend that these children be brought to their pediatrician, where their pediatrician will take a history and explore as many factors about the pain and the child's situation as they can. Next comes a physical exam, when the pediatrician looks for signs of serious illness such as anemia, enlarged internal organs, weight loss, or jaundice. Finally comes some simple lab tests like a urinalysis, some blood tests, and maybe a stool culture and analysis. Well, fortunately, most of the time, we find nothing unusual on any of these tests. The most revealing part of this evaluation turns out to be the history, things that we learn by asking and listening. Things like how much school this child has missed. Is there a bully at school? How are things going at home? Is the child sleeping okay? Is the child struggling academically? Are there expectations on this child that they can't meet, et cetera, et cetera? Assuming that the child does not have signs and symptoms of serious gut disease, then what? So, we have probably learned a lot about this child's emotional makeup through our history and found absolutely nothing on their physical exam and laboratory studies. Can we offer the child and their family no help or enlightenment as to what the child's problem is? No. We actually have a lot to offer them as far as diagnosis and treatment. Let me explain further. It turns out that most of the time, a child who has recurrent abdominal pain doesn't have a disorder of their intestines, or liver, or gallbladder, or spleen, or really any organ in their abdomen. No, rather they have a disturbance of mood. Isn't it ironic that their parents bring them to the doctor thinking that something is wrong with their stomach, and it turns out that in most cases, there's really something wrong with their brain? The child has a disturbance, an anxious response, so to speak, in the way they react to daily stress or to their own gut sensations. In my experience, I find that children with anxious temperaments are the ones that fall into the cycle of having recurrent abdominal pain. These children are wired from birth, so to speak, to have a very anxious response to things they find unpleasant. And part of that anxious response is an alteration of their intestinal motility. Their brain says to their intestines, when they're under stress, either stop moving and get ready to run, or empty fast and get ready to run. Yes, they have an anxious temperament that has the tendency to react to things in an emotional way that causes them much distress, typically stomach distress. Maybe there's a new baby in the house, and that is making them nervous or lonely or unloved. Or maybe their diet is very rigid and unhealthy because they're scared to try new foods or textures. Or maybe they're afraid of having pain when they poop and therefore have become very constipated. Or maybe they're so anxious that they have developed extra stomach acid and heartburn. Whatever the particulars are for that child, your pediatrician will most likely be able to figure that out and help lessen your child's pain. The pain and distress are real, but the genesis of the recurrent nature of the pain is the child's emotional makeup. So if you have a child with a lot of stomach aches, I suggest you take them to your pediatrician and discuss this symptom with their healthcare provider. Make sure that your child's doctor has enough time to get a thorough history, do a physical exam, and order appropriate lab tests if they think they're indicated. Assuming that these things are all normal and your child's pediatrician thinks that maybe some psychological intervention may be of help, keep an open mind about interventions such as cognitive behavioral therapy, counseling, self-hypnosis, or maybe just reassurance by your child's pediatrician that everything is okay. All these things can be of great benefit to your child. Let's face it, what way to better lower a parent and a child's anxiety and worry than to have a caring, knowledgeable person that the family knows and trusts, like their pediatrician, tell them that everything is okay and that there is nothing seriously wrong with them. Well, I hope your pediatric knowledge is really growing and you continue to follow my blog. You now know what the definition of recurrent abdominal pain is in a child and a little more about how temperament of that child plays into the diagnosis. Now you're beginning to think like a pediatrician. Great. That free pediatric education you're getting is really beginning to pay off. If you enjoy Portable Practical Pediatrics, make sure to subscribe at my blog, www.docsmo.com, or on iTunes in the podcast section under Portable Practical Pediatrics. That's in the iTunes store. You can also follow me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. Well, this is Doc Smo, hoping this podcast takes a little of the heartache out of your child's next stomach ache. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin, Esquire, and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.